Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
And you know who likes them is Dr. Copin. He chuckles when we do our jokes. Hi, doctor.
I do, Jad. Good afternoon on this beautiful, beautiful day.
Boy, oh boy, isn't it? Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Dr. Copin joins us on Tuesdays at this time to answer some of our medical questions. That'd be Dr. Jeffrey Copin to you. By the way, doctor, speaking of getting out and enjoying a nice day like this, I saw a story about how if you walk more, you have better benefits in mental and physical health, but it cuts off after 10,000, they say. But there was one thing that said there was a link between walking and dementia. This team recently published a study that found that walking 10,000 steps a day lowered the risk for dementia by 50%. Risk decreased by 20% with as few as 3,800 steps a day. And I just wonder if that's sort of a cart before the horse kind of study. Maybe the people who walk a lot are in fact well and not going to get dementia. You know, is it caught? Does it prevent it, or is it just you're more likely to be walking because you're mentally and physically well?
John, these studies looking at the benefit of exercise, particularly walking and warding off dementia, have been around for several decades now. And this is what you bring up is always the concern, is being able to walk simply a marker for better mental and physical health? Or indeed, is there something preventive in getting more physical activity that wards off dementia? So this is an open question. Researchers continually try to sort this out. But if there's one thing I can tell our listeners, and I think this is true based on a whole body of scientific studies, but also just, I think, from our intuition and common sense, if you keep yourself in better physical condition, both your mind and your body is going to be in better shape than if you do the opposite. So I think that's always the take-home lesson from these kinds of studies. Be physically active to the extent that you could be. Please do not sweat over whether it's 10,000 steps or 3,800 steps. The 10,000 step thing is based on a single Japanese study that is not worth quoting all the time. And then, like, we have our Apple Watches now that are all set to 10,000 steps, and we make ourselves crazy about it. Don't be crazy about it. Be physically active as you can be, and you're going to be far better off for it.
But if I don't pay attention to getting to 10,000 steps, then who am I going to tell that I got to 10,000 steps?
Right. You got to close that ring on your watch, right? I mean, we can obsess over that. And look, if it helps people get the physical activity, Jen, and be able to share the closed rings on the watch with our friends, that's great if it helps keep us physically active. What I have always recommended to my patients, and I know this really works, find the physical activities that you like to do and you know you're going to do. In the long run, there really is no advantage to one thing over the other. As long as you're doing something physical, get your body moving, your heart rate up at least a bit, and you're going to get physical activity. So you're just not sitting around all the time.
Is a sign of dementia that you start to shuffle your feet, your head's bent down, your arms are slightly askew forward, that you've got that sort of gait that I would recognize maybe from somebody with dementia or Alzheimer's. And if I feel that coming on, I'll straighten my back and I'm going to pick my feet up more, almost as if I could mechanically ward it off. I don't know what I'm even saying here, doctor. What do you think about all that?
Now, I think if you find that you're like shuffling and your head's down, you better start thinking about why that is. You know, are you, you know, not sleeping enough? Are you not taking good enough care? You know, there's nothing causative about shuffling your feet and keeping your head down, bringing on dementia. Certainly, there are people out there who have advanced dementia of various kinds who look physically like you just described, but no way is that going to be causative for somebody becoming demented. And, you know, Jen, as I think about it, it's another good reason to stay in good physical condition, right? So you can you're more mobile, you can ambulate, you can walk better, you have better posture. You know, I think about the people we all know who are in their late 80s and 90s. You know, the people who age really well, typically they stand straight, they're thin, they look like they're in good physical condition. I think that's a model we all want to emulate, and we need to start preparing for that throughout our lives.
Doctor, should I separate my flu shot from my booster shot?
It depends how you find, how reliable you find yourself to be, Mr. Williams. What do I mean by that? It's okay to put off getting the flu shot to a little bit later in the fall, as long as you're going to go get the flu shot. So here's what I would recommend. If you're more than 2 months out from your last booster, or you're outside of 90 days of actually having been infected by COVID, then it's okay. You should go ahead and get the new bivalent vaccine that we took delivery of within the last 10 days. And I know it's out at pharmacies and clinics all over the Chicago area. So it's a good idea for everybody, and I do mean everybody who qualifies to get that vaccine. Very important. If one, though, wants to put off getting the influenza vaccine and wait towards the latter part of October, first part of November, and that's a good strategy for people. We're not seeing that much influenza yet. We think we have the potential to see a lot of influenza later in the season. So if you want to put it off a bit, that's okay, but you got to be able to rely on yourself that you're going to remember to go and actually get the influenza vaccine. If you're thinking, heck, I'm not going to go twice, then get it both at the same time now. That's absolutely okay to get them both together. But if you, like I say, if you want to put off getting the influenza shot for another 6 to 8 weeks, that's all right. But just make sure you go get it.
If I get a booster, I'm going to get the new one, right? I mean, I don't have to make sure that they're getting me the right one, correct?
Correct. As long as you've had the primary vaccinations, which is the first two if you got the mRNA, then all they're going to have available for you is the brand new one that's out there. They won't even offer you the other one. The other one, the old one,
yeah.
That's only for people who have not yet had the primary vaccine series, and there's still people like that out there, and you have to make special arrangements to get that one. So if you make an appointment, if you go online, and actually I checked today, John, this morning, bunch of the local pharmacies have plenty of appointments.
I'm hearing that. Boy, it was so hard to get the boosters when they became available, even some of the first rounds of the vaccines. But if you want it, you can get it, it sounds like. But I have this question for you, doctor. Say I didn't get the first and or second booster. Can I skip to this third one, say, or should I go back and get one and two?
No, as long as you got the first two
vaccines,
doses, yeah. The vaccines, that's called the primary vaccination, then you're good to go. Just go ahead and get the new one that's out there.
Anything else you want us to know about where we are on COVID and vaccinations? It seems to me like this is all anecdotal, but the people I'm hearing from who are getting it are actually getting pretty sick. I don't know how typical that is, but what would you like us to know otherwise?
Yeah, there are some people who get the flu. I mean, that's really what it feels like. I mean, those of us who had the unfortunate experience in the past of experience a real influenza vaccine, it's no, infection, yeah. That's no fun. And there are people with this BA5 that's around the current COVID strain. They're experiencing something very much like that, even with some lingering symptoms. Mm-hmm. There are other people, though, John, who have very mild infections. So we're still seeing the whole gamut. The good news is hospitalizations around the country are down significantly, and that's great. That's great. That shows that the immunity that we have out there from the vaccines and prior infection is working. We still have, even though the confirmed infections are down a bit, it's still out there. I mean, COVID is still out there. As I keep saying, it's not done with us. So it is really important. Please, dear listener, go get this new vaccine. You want it. You need it. It's going to bolster your immunity. It will make your fall and winter far more pleasant.
Yeah. You got a whole new holiday season coming up, too. Let's not all go through that ridiculous dance again. So,
no, that's right. And let's hope we don't get another one of these variants that, you know, it's BA4, especially BA5, a little of this B4.6 that's out there. Let's hope we don't see anything new as we get into the winter. But please, 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 everybody, go get this new vaccine. It's going to help your immune system. It will help keep you healthy from getting really sick or have to be hospitalized. It works. It's safe. I am concerned that there's so many appointments available, which means the uptake is not that great.
Right.
You know, hopefully now we're in September, John. We're past Labor Day. We're into football season. People start taking this seriously again, and let's get vaccinated.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital, Chief Medical Officer there. Next Tuesday, let's talk again. Thanks, Doc.
All right, John. Take care. Bye-bye.
Always good to talk to him.